to kick it away. Keegan Frederick will kick it. A right-footed kicker. Memorial will head from left to right across your listening device. Frederick will swing that right leg. End over end kick that's going to be into the end zone. It will be a touchback. And Memorial will start out at their 20-yard line. Memorial is going to get back Aaron Gunlock at quarterback after he was out last week. And Julius Clark is back in after missing, well, the last 2 weeks and the second half of the Hudson game.
And oh boy, are those some big additions to have right back now. Clark obviously was a huge part of that first half against Hudson that they were very competitive in.
If anything, he gives them another option beyond Tay Ferguson, who already has 22 receptions on the year. Gunlock in the shotgun, takes the snap, turns and hands it to Simmons. Simmons into the line, walled off and thrown back. A gain of maybe a yard.
Simmons just ran straight into a brick wall of Marshfield defensive line.
Marshfield, again, has been blown out their last two games, just like Memorial. Again, another handoff to Simmons. Gets through the line this time. Pass 25 and busts onto the 35. Tackle from behind at the 40-yard line. But a first down run. Tracked down from behind by Easton Ledden, the junior for Marshfield. But a first down onto the 43. Memorial skips back up to the line. Again, a handoff to... And off there to Simmons. Simmons, a little bit of a stutter in the backfield, goes through the left side of the line and plows his way ahead for 3 yards. Second down and 7, out to their own 46, just underway. Gunlock the pass now, the left-hander, throws over the middle, nearly picked off. Just beyond the 50-yard line, it was thrown low and nearly palmed and picked off along the turf by Ethan Richardson.
Yeah, that was a dangerous underthrow there from Gunlock. Richardson had it. He could have had it, but just dropped the football.
Third down and 7. Gunlock will take the snap at a flag, and we're going to have an illegal procedure on Memorial, so they're going to throw a little extra weight on their backs as they try to climb up the hill. Just underway in this one. I got a lovely night for football. The Memorial band is beyond the end zone to our left. Both squads have brought out cheer teams. Memorial brought out a couple hundred people opposite of us to support them. Of course, Memorial well supported below us. Gunlock the pass on 3rd and 12. Steps up in the pocket, flushed, and he's not going to get anywhere now. Sacked in the backfield. Tried to step up in the pocket. Nobody was getting open. And brought down by a host of Marshfield Tigers, including Brock Carafoli. And Marshfield's defense will hold. Memorial will have to punt.
And oh boy, is that illegal procedure. It comes back to bite him in the butt there.
Again, Memorial only has 2 touchdowns since Julius Clark exited at halftime against Hudson. Marshfield as a team only has 2 offensive touchdowns at all this year. Brown on to boot it away for Memorial. The left-footed punter from his 25. A low spirally kick that bounces at the Marshfield 35. Picked up by the returner at his 30-yard line. And his swarm, Brooks Hinson, the senior, dangerously scooped up that ball right there. But was able to hold on to it. And Marshfield will start at their own 33.
Yeah, he was immediately swarmed right there by Brody Neff and Bryce Hedke, who were right there to take him down.
So a new opponent for Memorial in this season of carving a new path in the Valley Football Conference. Memorial and Marshfield have played in other sports, but first time meeting in football. And off here through the middle, a nice gainer for Graydon Rohde over the 35, out to his 39, a gain of 6. The quarterback is Chase Robinson. Robinson, by the way, one of the better baseball players in Central Wisconsin, was all conference in the Valley Baseball Conference as a shortstop and pitcher the last 2 years. Robinson connecting, though, on only 43%, on only 42% of his passes. He's already thrown 4 interceptions. And on this shotgun snap, he tries to hand it to Rohde. Rohde didn't want it, though. It goes off his belly, and Robinson has to dive back on top of it. They don't lose anything. It'll be 3rd down and a long 4.
And that's just a classic case of miscommunication. Rohde came through, pretty much took the ball right out of the hands.
Well, he knocked it out of his hands, but he wasn't going to grab it.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, I'm not going to let you have the candy bar, but I don't want it either. So there was miscommunication. Third down, a long four from their own 39. Robinson turns, hands it off. Run up the middle will go for a couple, but shy of the first down. That was on the carry there. That was Josh Taylor, a sophomore running back. Gus Chumas on the tackle, and he got high praise from head coach Tom Westcott in our pregame interview. One of the better practice players that the Old Abes have. One of those older players trying to set a good standard and push everybody. Well, Marshfield's going to go for it on fourth and two from their own 41 early in the game. They're going to go for it. Under center, Chase Robinson, two backs behind him, including Taylor. He'll land at the Taylor. Taylor walled off at line of scrimmage. He's not going to go over. Oh, they allow the pile to keep moving, though. And did the second push give it to him? It's going to depend on the spuddle. They let that play continue, and they're going to give him the first down. So just when you were about to turn off the television, there was an M. Night Shyamalan-esque twist to the plot. They allowed it to continue.
Yeah, a huge twist right there. That was unbelievable. The second push. The first push wasn't enough. They were going to be short by about 2 yards.
That's a tough one for Memorial to have to swallow. They had him walled off, and they just kept letting that play go. Robinson in the shotgun, first and 10 from his own 43. He'll hand it off on an inside counter play, coming wide to the near side, though, and a gain of five for Hayden Carlson. Hayden Carlson, just his 14th carry of the year. He's looking for his first touchdown. The only two touchdowns this year, a pair of receiving touchdowns for Marshfield. Second down and seven from their own 46. Robinson the pass, steps up, flushed out, rolling to the far side. Keeps the ball, now throws on the far sideline. Catch made along the sideline, and going out of bounds at the Memorial 40-yard line is Jacob Sadowska. Great job by Robinson to read the field, kept rolling out to the far side, ran parallel with the line of scrimmage, made sure he didn't cross it, and threw right along the sideline to Sadowska. First and 10 from the Memorial 41. Robinson again the pass. Looking over the middle, flushed out to the far side, eludes a sack, gets to the sideline, and now driven out of bounds for a loss of maybe a yard on the play.
And driven out of bounds there by Ryan Schultz, able to get back there and knock him back.
Schultz, the second leading tackler that Memorial has, a loss of a yard on the play. Sun has set beyond the end zone to our right, beyond the tree lines at Carson Park. There is a nice orange glow above those trees to our right, but the lights are on, taking effect. Temperatures in the upper 70s, and the swamp butt factor is rising. It is getting humid. Robinson under center on second and 11. Hand off coming wide of the near side. Not much room there for Hayden Carlson as he tried to turn around the left tackle position and brought down by Schultz. Did gain four on the play, though, and it sets up third down and seven at the 39 of Memorial.
And a good third down chance here. Marshfield's driving. Can Memorial get a big stop here right now?
Marshfield has not had a lead at all this season. Two backs behind Robinson, one wideout flushed to the far side. That's Sadowska. Robinson. Turns into the Taylor. Taylor through the line between the hash marks, gets over the 40 to the 38-yard line, a gain of three. And it'll be, well, we'll call fourth down and five. Fourth and five, well, maybe more like fourth down and six from the 38. And Marshfield will go for it. Both kickers have ranges of about 35 yards, so you're outside of that range. You'll have to get to the 30 to 25 to even think of a field goal for either side. So fourth down and six. Shotgun, four wideouts, two split each way. Taylor in the back of the high snap off the hands of Robinson. Picks it up back at the 50-yard line. Rolls the far side. He's going to hit the sideline. Into the 30, into the 25. Has the first down. Lowers the shoulder and bowled over at the Memorial 17-yard line. The best things sometimes happen out of mistakes. And once he was able to hit the far sideline, he had nothing but green turf in front of him.
Yeah, that was a great play from Robinson. Bad snap, nearly went over his head. Able to tip it, get control of it, And then he just took off running, and no one was there to really stop him until he got to past the 20-yard line.
What ends up happening on a gain there of about 20 yards is, as much as it breaks down for the offense, you have a, you know, a fire drill going on for the defense as well. So first and 10 from the plus 17. Marshall again. Robinson drops the snap out of the shotgun. This time picks it right back up at the 21, and he's got nowhere to go as Memorial serves as security, if you will, not allowing the celebrity much room to move. And he has brought down a loss of 5 on the play, maybe even 6.
As Kane Lyons was the one to get into the backfield and bring him down.
5 minutes left in the first quarter. Marshfield driving. 0-0 score. Memorial did not score on their first possession. Got a first down but stalled out at midfield. Second down and 15 from the Memorial 22 for Marshfield. Robinson under center. Fakes the hand. No, he did hand it off to Hinson. Hinson over the center position, right along the far hash mark. Forces his way back to the original line of scrimmage. A gain of 5. Third down and 10.
He was so good at faking not hitting the ball off that they threw you off.
Duffed it. I'm never wrong. In fact, if I say it's so-and-so, it is so-and-so. They got the numbers wrong, right?
Oh, yes, totally.
I'm never wrong, including that one time I baked cookies and forgot to put the sugar in and put too much salt in. Robinson, the pass, floats it near side towards the end zone. Jump ball, caught, touchdown. Brooks Hinson catches it. He had one-on-one coverage. And there was going to be pass interference as well on Memorial. They'll decline that. But Brooks Hinson, the 17-yard touchdown reception. Hinson with his second touchdown reception of the year. Marshfield with their second touchdown. Robinson should have been second touchdown pass. And Marshfield has the 6-0 lead with 4:11 to go in the first quarter. And Marshfield has their first lead of the season. They got 2 fourth down conversions on it. Marshfield's going to go for 2. Robinson rolling to the far side, looking on the sideline, throws into the back corner. It's caught in the corner. Did he stay in bounds? Yes, he did. What a job tiptoeing and staying in bounds in the far back corner by Logan Bell, the junior. Bell, the 2-point conversion reception, and Marshfield takes an 8-0 lead. So Marshfield strikes first. They lead 8-0. 4:11 to go in the first quarter. Memorial ball when we come back. This is Eau Claire High School football from 93.5 and Eau Claire Hometown Media.
So you were waiting until the weather got warm to install a new roof. Well, here we are. Fall with beautiful colors everywhere. And you still got that ugly mess on the roof.
Be York Strand.
Ah, quit messing around. Go with the Metal Roof Specialist. That'll give you a 50-year, non-prorated, transferable warranty.
Be York Strand.
237-2678. 237-2678.
Be York Strand.
WIMetalRoofing.com.
Be York Strand.
WIMetalRoofing.com.
The Marshfield Tigers go about 70 yards, get a couple of fourth down conversions, and score. They take an 8-0 lead on Memorial. 4:11 to go in the first quarter. Memorial will get the ball back. End over end kick taken at the 5-yard line along the near hash marks. Reversed out of the 20-yard line, and not much more room to go for Ben Strayer returning that kick there. So Memorial will take over first and 10 right around their 20-yard line. Scott Montesano with you. Derek Montesano with us as well on this Friday night. Oh, we are pleasuring those eardrums for you, aren't we?
Oh, yes, we are definitely pleasuring those eardrums for you.
Memorial's got Gunlock and Clark back in the lineup after being out last week. Gunlock in the shotgun, Simmons with him. Gunlock the pass, the lefty looking over the middle. Heaves it deep, far side. Caught along the sideline for a first down by Bryce Hetke as he twinkle toes his way along the sideline and goes out of bounds at the 37-yard line. 17-yard reception as Hetke with the reception. Bryce Hetke, his 5th reception of the year. Again, shotgun for Gunlock, pitches it to Simmons, going wide to the far side, outside the hash marks. Squirts through a couple of defenders, gets through the 40, out to the 43. A gain of 5, but a flag on the artificial turf. And we'll see who the foul is on. Simmons, by the way, enters today's action, averaging 4.4 yards per carry. See what the call is right here. It's going to be on Memorial. Let's see what the white cap calls it.
Holding on the offense. 10 yards from the spot of the foul. We'll repeat first down.
So it's a 10-yard foul. They mark the holding a couple of yards into the run, so it's going to be marked back down at the 29. It'll set up a first down and 19 for Memorial. Gunlock in the shotgun. Simmons with him. One wideout's put to the near side. That's Clark. Hand off. Not actually keeping it himself there. What they give it to there? Oh, they gave it to Brody Neff. Oh, it's a wide receiver. Hand off there. Neff kind of snuck on in there like a squirrel digging a nut out from your yard. Neff had it. He brought it up 7 yards. Sets up a second down in the long. Gunlock the pass. Looks near side. Now flushed out. Rolling to the far side. Throws short far side. Catch made by Neff. Turns back inside of the 45. Out to the 50-yard line and has the first down. What a job by Neff. He caught the ball and then turned inside between the hash marks and brings it out to the 49 for the first down. Memorial back up to the ball. They're down 8-0 late in the first quarter. Simmons on the carry. Oh, was wrapped up at the waist in the backfield and dropped. A loss of 5.
Geez, these guys are not giving us a moment. It's bang, bang play, bang play, bang another play.
Tyler Gingery on the tackle for Marshfield. 8-0 Marshfield, under 3 to go in the first quarter. Second and long, Gunlock the pass, throws over the middle. Diving catch by Brody Neff inside the 45. They'll mark him down at the 43, 2 yards shy of the first down. Third down and 2 for Memorial. Gunlock again the pass. The lefty looks far side, throws far sideline. Diving catch made by Heskey. And he's got the first down inside the 40 to the 38. And now they're starting to get Gunlock moving on throwing that ball. By the way, I have not seen Tay Ferguson out there for Memorial. They got Clark back, but wouldn't that be something if Ferguson's not able to go today? Simmons trying to stretch the line, gets out to the far side, gets to the sideline and pushed down after a short gain of 4, but there's another flag. Derek, take a look down below and see if you find Ferguson.
Holding on the offense.
Another on Memorial, which will push them back. Yeah, I don't see Tay Ferguson out there. Ain't that something?
Yeah, he is not in uniforms. He is not down there.
I don't see him even non-dressed as one of the players that doesn't have his... there is 22, but that's not him. That's one of the JV guys. All right, first down and 20 for Memorial. Back to the Marshfield 47-yard line. They've got to get to the 27. Gunlock takes a low snap, rolls near side. Throws short near side, in and out of the hands of Julius Clark. And that was a tough catch if he had made it. Second down and 20. So just when you get Clark back, it looks like Ferguson. We did not expect to not see Tay Ferguson today, having talked to head coach Tom Westcott. How do you like that? Well, either way, second down and 20 for Memorial at midfield. Again, Gunlock the pass, looking near side, floats it to the near side, looking for Clark, makes the catch and pushed out of bounds inside the 35 to the 33-yard line. It'll set up a third down, and we'll call it 5. Third down and 5, a 15-yard reception. And Gunlock heating up, by the way. Third down and 5. For Memorials. They try to answer back after the Marshfield drive. Looks the pass, throws it high over the middle. Dive! A leaping grab made by Heckey, and he falls down near the 21. A first down for Memorial. Gunlock starting to find a nice little connection with some of these other guys. Quickly up to the ball, first and 10 from the plus 21. Hand off Simmons. Off the right side, gets the sideline, turns inside the 10, and knocked out of bounds with a shoulder tackle by Alex Pilsner of Marshfield. It'll be first and goal for Memorial at the 7-yard line. 1:50 to play until the end of the first quarter. Marshfield scored on their first possession to take their first lead of the whole season. Memorial trying to answer back. Gunlock in the pistol. He's got Simmons behind him. Two wideouts split to each side. Now he's being flanked by a couple other running backs, but he'll hand it to Simmons. Right off the right side. Trucks over a defender at the two and walks into the end zone. He bulldozed right over Alex Pilsner as though he was laying fresh asphalt. Pilsner ends up on his rump. Simmons steps right over him. Touchdown, Memorial. And they're a two-point conversion away from tying the score.
What a play from Simmons. Trucks over a defender right on the line. He said, no way am I letting you stop me there.
It will go for two. Two outs put each side. Hand off against Simmons. Same play. Stiffs arms a guy in the backfield. He's wrapped up by one, two, three Tigers. Keeps the legs moving but cannot get in there as he's brought down a yard and a half shy. So Memorial denied on the two-point conversion, but they've grabbed momentum. With 1:45 to play until the end of the first quarter, Marshfield leads Memorial 8-6. Memorial kicks it back to Marshfield. When we come back, Eau Claire area high school sports from 93.5 at Eau Claire Hometown Media.
Sportsmen in the Valley know that when it comes to success in the outdoors, you need to depend on a trusted partner like Bill's Sports Shop in Chippewa Falls. With over 50 years of family ownership and expertise in rod and reel repair, you know you'll never let the big one get away. Bill's is local, and that means their knowledge takes the guesswork out of everything you'll need for fishing, like fresh live bait now in stock. Bill's Sports Shop appreciates the local support. Join their Bill's Sports Shop group on Facebook and share your favorite fish pics and videos.
As we said at the beginning of the broadcast, this very much is a must-win, not a mathematical must-win, but a realistic one for both if they want to venture getting into the playoffs. Memorial missed the playoffs last year. Marshfield's made it every year since 2017. You need four conference wins to qualify, and both right now started 0-1 in the conference. So this is a rather big one. You start penciling where you could get wins and not. You lose this game, and you're going to have to kind of flip those a little bit. You win this game, and you're set up. Scott Montesano, Derek Montesano with you, as Kellen Brown will kick it off for Memorial after their scoring drive of some 80 yards. 8-6, Marshfield leads, 1:45 to play in the first quarter. Kickoff here, it's a ground ball kick that's heading out of bounds near side and goes out of bounds at around the 15-yard line, so Marshfield will get good position here on the poor kick by Kellen Brown.
Brown's kickoff is out of bounds. There is a penalty on the play.
Memorial, you saw that offense cooking with a little bit of hot oil there on that last possession, even without Tay Ferguson. Aaron Gunlock got Bryce Hedke involved, got a little bit of Julius Clark involved there, got Brody Neff.
Yeah, we're seeing Gunlock start to make those connections with Neff, Hedke, and Clark more.
Longtime Marshfield head coach Dennis Gadel has declined the penalty. He wants Brown to kick it off again. Gadel, by the way, won WIAA Coach of the Year in 2019. His son Joey was the Marshfield quarterback for a string of dominant Marshfield teams back about a decade ago. Marshfield won four games last year to sneak into the postseason. So Brown again will kick it away. And this time it's a kick right down the middle, end over end. Taken by Taylor at his 20, going past the far side hash, out to the 30, to the 35, and ripped down at the ankles by Brody Neff. Flies through the air and lands at the 38-yard line. So that's where Marshfield will take over.
Still only losing 2 yards under the Clyde penalty on the redone kick.
Got a great night for football. Beautiful bucolic setting at Carson Park as always. And Memorial's pretty much here the rest of the regular season. They have just one game outside of Eau Claire the rest of the way. That'll be at Wisconsin Rapids in early October. Chase Robinson under center. Gives it to Graydon Rohde, trying to come to the left side through the line. Pushes the pile beyond the 40 and gets to the 41, a gain of three.
tackle on the play by number 90, Leo Endress.
And a good play there by Leo Endress being able to stop any Marshfield run from getting anything extra.
Second down and 7 from their own 41. Robinson in the shotgun. 3 wideouts, 2 split to the far side. Now sends men in motion, and Rohde ends up behind him in a pistol formation. Hand off Rohde. Tried to kick it to the outside, but the line does not hold for him. A nice job of containment by Memorial as he's brought down by a host of guys led Rohde by Luke Johnson, but flags come in late when you see it come in like that, even though it's in the backfield, you start thinking, did somebody get a hand up there, and are they going to call a face mask on Memorial? 3 flags came in all in the backfield, all thrown right around where the tackle was occurring. And it is going to be a face mask on Memorial.
Face mask on the defense. 15 yards from the end of the run as a result of the penalty, first down.
So a free first down for Marshfield. That'll bring the ball out to midfield.
That's the thing with flags. They're pretty much big flags of 10, 15 yards. They're pretty much just handing your opponent a free first down.
Well, it's like giving them a gift certificate. You're giving them a $50 gift certificate to the sub shop. So the penalty moved the ball all the way to the Memorial 47-yard line. Just like that, Marshfield in plus territory. Robinson in the shotgun, final minute of the first quarter. Marshfield leads 8-6. Robinson the pass, throws on a little swing pass out of the backfield looking at Rohde. The ball, though, thrown below his knees, and he can't scoop it off the turf. Incomplete pass.
Yeah, Rohde unable to scoop it. It was a bit, throw just a little bit short and took a one hop to him.
Rattled the cranium of the turf monster there for a moment as he bounced it off the synthetic surface at Carson Park. Second down and 10 at the Memorial 47. Robinson again in the shotgun, 4 wideouts, 2 split each way. In the backfield, he's got Taylor with him. Robinson the pass, looking near side, throws near side. It's going to be picked off, a diving interception at the 35-yard line. A diving pick made by Ryan Schultz. Ryan Schultz picks up the interception, and Memorial will take over at their own 38-yard line.
Oh, Ryan Schultz went, I'll be taking that.
Ryan Schultz, a diving pick at his own 35, and Memorial will take over at their own 38, down 8-6 with 40 seconds left in the first quarter. Dunlop. And off Simmons in the backfield, makes a couple guys miss, and now bouncing their side, past the 45 to the 50, drags the tackle, stays on his feet, it's on the 40, pushed out of bounds around the 30-yard line of Marshfield. Well, I think they might say he stepped out of bounds back at the Marshfield 43-yard line, but what a job done there by Simmons as guys just came right off of him right there as though he was a salmon getting through the paws of the grizzly bear.
Yeah, Simmons able to shed off 3 tacklers on that play.
Simmons again on first and 10 from the plus 43-yard line. Plows through the right side of the line. Along the hash marks, brings it to the 40, a gain of 3. Down to 20 seconds left in the first quarter. Memorial looks like they want to run another play. They're set up. 15 seconds to go. Again, handoff Simmons through the line, lowers the shoulder, initiates contact, pushes the pile ahead, brings it to the 37-yard line. That'll set up a third down and 4, and that's how the first quarter will come to an end. So through one active quarter of football, Marshfield has an 8-6 lead on Memorial, but Memorial is driving. They have a third down and 4 deep in Marshfield territory when we begin the second quarter right after this. This is Eau Claire Area High School Football from 93.5 and Eau Claire Hometown Media.
Attention gentlemen, fall is here and Muldoon's Menswear has you covered. Whether you're stepping out in style with a tailored Jack Victor suit, kicking back in a Tommy Bahama shirt, or staying sharp in 34 Heritage jeans, Muldoon's has everything you need. Fresh fall fashions are arriving daily, perfect for any occasion. From casual wear to outerwear, shoes and tuxedos. Visit Muldoon's today and find your perfect fit. Muldoon's Menswear, where style meets sophistication. Check us out online at Muldoon's.com.
8-6 Marshfield leads here at Carson Park, but the Memorial Old Aves are driving to begin the second quarter. They have third down and four at the Marshfield 36 to begin the second quarter. Memorial in the white helmets, the purple tops, and the white pants. Meanwhile, Marshfield looking very much like the Hamilton Tiger Cats of the CFL. Black helmets, white tops trimmed in orange and black, and they've got the orange pants. Memorial's got third down and four with Gunlock in the pistol, Simmons behind him, three wideouts, two split to the far side. And before the snap, flags, and did somebody jump for Marshfield? That's the way Memorial is acting. Let's see what the call is.
Offsides on the defense. 5 yards as a result of the penalty, first down.
Well, there you go. The penalties giveth and taketh away, Derek.
Yes, they do, and Marshfield returns the favor to Memorial by giving them a free first down.
First and 10 at the 31-yard line for Memorial. Gunlock rolling near side. Looking, throws near sideline. He overthrows his intended target, which was Hedke, the senior. Second down and 10. Gunlock came into this game.
Brings up second down for the old
24 of 47, two touchdowns, one interception. They have utilized him a lot more in this game, though, than, well, the Hudson game, they wanted to use him more, but especially once Clark was out for the second half, they really nullified what they could do. Handoff Simmons through the middle, along the far hash mark, powers his way over the 30 to the 26-yard line. It'll be a third down and five. Third and five, most likely two-down territory. They're kind of in Kellen Brown's range, but you're probably going to go for it on fourth if you don't get it here. Gunlock to pass. Gets good protection. Heaves it deep near side along the goal line. Looking for Clark. Leaping catch made. Touchdown. Touchdown Memorial. As Julius Clark left over the defender. Jacob Sadowska pulls it at the goal line and backpedals his way in. Touchdown Memorial. And they take the 12-8 lead. Gunlock with the third touchdown pass of the season. Julius Clark, his first touchdown reception, and it looks like Memorial will go for two. Leading 12-8, opening minute of the second quarter. Two wild split to each side. Three backs flanking around Gunlock in the shotgun. Simmons dots it all. Fakes the pass, rolls out near side. Gunlock will take it himself, and he's in. Aaron Gunlock pulled the old snake in the peanut jar joke right there. Everybody thought he'd given it to Simmons. Turned around. He had the ball. Shades of Joe Willie Namath in the early 1970s pulling off the good bootleg. Nobody was around him. He walks into the end zone. Two-point conversion is successful. It's 14-8. Memorial leads. Well, Marshfield gets it back when we return right after this, early in the second quarter. Memorial leads, but Marshfield ball next here on Eau Claire Hometown Media.
A&W is serving up more than just burgers and floats. Introducing the all-new Cap'n Crunch Cereal Shake. This signature frosty mug is filled with creamy vanilla soft serve and loaded with berry-licious bits of Cap'n Crunch cereal. It's a flavor explosion that'll take you back to Saturday morning cartoons. And then some. Visit your nearest A&W and try one today. A&W, burgers, floats, and then some. Valid at Altoona, Colby, Cadott, Spencer, and Withy locations. Order online and skip the line.
Now we'll see if the Memorial defense can hold on to this 14-8 lead, get a shutdown stop with 11:27 left in the first half of this one. Well, after Marshfield drove 70 yards for the game's opening score, Memorial has scored, gotten an interception, and scored again. Kellen Brown boots it With his left foot, ball heads down to our left, backing up the take it at his 10 is Taylor from our field, beyond the far hash marks, gets out to the 25 and is rolled over right there. Marshfield will take over at their 25-yard line.
And this is a huge moment for the Memorial defense to really show what they're made of and get a big defensive stop with the lead.
Memorial?
Tigers take over on their own 26.
Showing some moves on offense, and it's amazing how if your offense is moving, how much better that can make your defense. In a number of ways, first off, for the guys who don't play two ways, they get to spend more time on the sideline catching their breath, but also you're winning field position, you've got momentum, you make your opponent have to take more chances. Hand off up the middle to Green and Rohde. We'll bring it 5 yards. Pass is 30, maybe up to his 32, so give him 7 on the play. Maybe 6, second down and a long 4 for Marshfield.
Brings up second down.
Crowd below us, a lot of short sleeves and shorts still. And as I said, the swamp butt factor is beginning to rise as the humidity. And they told us this was coming. The humidity is coming. Under center, Chase Robinson. Robinson, inside handoff to Taylor. Taylor turns his way to the 35. A gain of 3, and it will bring up a second down and 1. Second down and third down and 1. Third down and 1 for Marshfield. Now, opposite of us, they've got the dial it down, of course. It says what down it is. Got the fancy electronic dial it down here at Carson Park. I've noticed that the last 2 years. Not the old-fashioned flip dial it down. It's an electronic dial it down. Nice bright LED 3 shines right in front of the Marshfield bench opposite of us. Third and 1. Robinson under center at his own 35. He'll keep it himself, a little quarterback sneak, and he is able to channel his way for a couple of yards and get the first down.
Chase Robinson on the keeper. Tackle on the play by number 33, Zach Higdon.
Seemed to bore Derek on that play.
Sorry, I got distracted checking the out-of-town scoreboard.
And, of course, Derek will have updates for us coming up at halftime as what else is going on with North, with Altoona and Regis all in action tonight. First and 10 for Marshfield at their own 38. Robinson out of the shotgun, takes a high snap, hands it to Rohde. Rohde makes one guy miss in the backfield, gets to the line, pinballs off tacklers, and is able to get some good yardage out of that, maybe 3 yards. Second down and 7. Coming up at the 42. Now give him 4 on that play. Second down and 6. And that could have been a loss of a yard. He instead turned it into a positive gain on first down.
Yeah, he could have easily gone down for a loss of a yard. Instead, he started bouncing like a bunny rabbit to the outside.
Second down and 6 from their own 42. Robinson the pass. Quick out pass to the near sideline. Overthrows Sadowska. They tried to go with that quick sideline hitter to the long side of the field, which was to the right for the offense, the near side to us. Instead, it's incomplete. It's third down and 6 at the 42.
And yet again, another big third down for Marshfield that they really are looking to pick up with in their own territory.
Third down and 6 from their own 42. Robinson in the shotgun. Memorial's been allowing opponents to connect on some 67% of their third downs this year. Robinson rolling near side, being chased. Gets the sideline, throws on the sideline. Intercepted. No, incomplete. Hedke had slid in front of the intended receiver and nearly scooped it off the turf at his own 45. Instead, it did bounce. Incomplete. It's fourth down and 6 for Marshfield, and you'd think they'd play the field position game here. You know, it's still a one possession game. There is a flag down. Are they going to say?
Personal foul, roughing the pass.
Oh, boy.
15 yards.
I wasn't looking at
result of penalty, first down.
At the quarterback position after he threw. I know Josh Lorcher was chasing him down, the senior. And Lorcher must have gotten a little extra bump in there right at the end, Derek. A 15-yard penalty, and it's a free first down for Marshfield instead of them having to punt.
Yep, yet again, it's Memorial giving the free first downs to Marshfield. That really helped them play with their field position today.
So now Marshfield has it at the Memorial 43-yard line. 8:44 to go until halftime. 6-point lead for Memorial. Hand off to Rohde, gains a couple of yards and then thrown back. Ryan Schulten on the tackle. He, of course, had the interception earlier for Memorial.
Schulten on that tackle alongside Luke Johnson. Luke Johnson, 6'4". To put that in perspective, I'm 4'10", so I think you can imagine what I'm thinking when I hear 6'4".
4'10" and a pair of high heels and a couple steps up on a ladder, Derek.
What do you mean?
Second down and 8 from the plus 42. Taylor has room off the left side, goes over the guard position. He's got plenty of room inside the 40, inside the 35, and is pinned down right at the first down marker at the 33, and he has the first down. First and 10 for Marshfield. So they went from looking like they were going to have to punt to having the drive saved on a roughing the passer, and now they're driving first and 10 at the Memorial 43. At the Memorial 33. Robinson, the shotgun, drives his hands off on the towel that rests on his waist, right along his buttocks. He'll let the pass out of the shotgun. Steps up. He's going to be, eludes a sack, tucks it under, brings it inside the 35, and falls ahead inside the 30 to the 28-yard line. So from a loss to a gain of 6 on the play. Second down and 4.
And we've seen that from Marshall. They're just finding ways, whether it's been Memorial flags or them being able to get past this defense, to be able to move the football today.
Robinson can run it. Averages 6.6 yards per carry. Under 7 to go until halftime. 14-8 Memorial leads. Second down and 5, they're calling it, from the 28-yard line of Memorial. Rohde scratches an opening through the line of scrimmage, leaps over the 25 to the 21, and a first down. Nice job done by Rohde there. He used his free hand, his right hand, to kind of push one of his offensive linemen to the side. Was able to sashay around him there. It's like finding room at a crowded deli to make sure you get the next number in line. First and 10. At the 21 of Memorial. We'll see if Memorial's defense can hold. A few more guys begin to put their hands on their waist there as this drive is taking a little longer than they thought it would. Robinson under center, turns, hands Rohde. Rohde inside the 15, wrapped up and thrown down. Tackle made by Josh Wartzer, but a gain of 5, second down and 5.
Wartzer able to grab him, and he did not hold back. He threw him to the ground.
Back and forth game in what, yeah, we're only in week 2 of the conference slate, but when you start to pencil in where you think you're going to get wins or not, if you're going to get to the 4 to make the playoffs, this is a game both these winless teams have penciled in as a game you really need to have. Under center, Robinson on 2nd and 5 at the plus 16. He's going to let the pass. Throws far side towards the end zone. Leaping interception made. Brody Neff picks it off in the end zone and then brought down at the 1-yard line by the intended receiver, Brooks Hinson. Neff went off, picked it off a couple yards into the end zone, and Memorial's defense holds the second interception of the game.
What a play from Brody Neff there. Ball was going towards the back, far back corner of the end zone. Neff was there on the coverage, and he leaped up and made the play.
Now, the one thing Memorial no doubt would like to have back is if he'd had that spatial awareness, he was in the end zone, would have been to just go right down and take the touchback. Instead, he tried to run it out, and Hinson made a great tackle on him. And Memorial will be backed up inside their own 1-yard line. By Neff, the interception for Memorial. That's his second interception of the year. First and 10 at their 1. They'll flip it to Simmons. Oh, he slips, falls down at a safety. So it's a safety, and Marshfield gets points. So put 2 on the board for Marshfield, and the Memorial lead is trimmed to 14-10. with 5:29 to go until half, and Memorial's got to give the ball back to Marshfield. So that's one of those situations right there. It's like winning a car on a game show. You feel great for a moment, then you realize you've got to pay the taxes, that the Uncle Sam's coming for you. So Memorial celebrating getting the interception, but because they only got out to the one, it sets up the safety. Now they've got to punt it back to Marshfield, and Marshfield might go from this being a bad situation to this being a good situation for them. It's like having your old junker of a car get totaled in an accident, and there's a chance for insurance to pay for an all-new one.
Yeah, that's the thing there for Memorial. You get the big interception, everybody's happy, but then the safety, and what makes it even worse is Memorial was up 6, 14-8, with that, which would have been a touchdown game. So with a missed extra point or failed 2-point, the game would have been tied. Now any touchdown gives Marshfield the lead.
Simmons, by the way, just slipped in the end zone. They tried to toss him. He was going to try to come wide to the near side. And the only thing you kind of wonder for Memorial is that, as we said before, they have a great chance with Simmons. The one thing Simmons does very well is that if you need a yard, he's a power back. He's not the guy that's going to be shifty and make. He's not the home run hitter, but he's the guy that's going to be able to get you that gain of one or two when you absolutely need it. And instead they tried to do a pitch to the outside, and he slipped and fell down. So Memorial finds themselves having to give the ball back to Marshfield. They decided to have a media timeout. Didn't expect this after the safety. But teams come back on the field here. So, again, Marshfield's going to end up getting good position here as well because Memorial kicks it away from the 20. Now, in high school football, you can still use the kicking tee and kick it off. You don't have to punt it. But still, even with Brown going to swing that leg, Marshfield should get a good position here. Marshfield's got Rohde and Taylor standing both at their 35-yard line. 5:29 to go until halftime. Memorial leads 14-10 here at home at Carson Park, but Marshfield about to get the ball back after that safety. So Brown will swing that left leg, boot meets ball, end over end kick to Taylor. Taylor is 36. Comes beyond the near side hash, out to the 50-yard line, to the 45, inside the 40, and it drags a tackler with him around the 33-yard line. And Marshfield will take over at the Memorial. Where do they want to place at the 31? So that's where Marshfield will take over at the Memorial 31-yard line.
Scary situation here. After that safety for Marshfield, they can ease. This is very, very good field position to start a drive if you're Marshfield. The 31-yard line of your opponents is really, really good.
The Memorial Old A marching band, by the way, getting into position for their halftime show. We saw them practicing when we first got here today, doing their final dress rehearsal. Ball at the 31-yard line. Robinson under center, Taylor in the backfield. He'll hand it off to Taylor. Taylor goes belly to belly. No, he goes to the outside, inside the 30, inside the 25. Past the 20-yard line along the numbers and tripped up at the 15-yard line. Again, they had me fooled. Ah, the old shell game right there. And I got fooled, and Taylor burst ahead for 16 yards for a first down to the Memorial 15.
Yeah, Taylor's now fooled. They're fooling everybody out there now.
Taylor, by the way, hadn't seen him much this year for Marshfield. First time that Jacob Taylor's getting a bulk of the carries, a sophomore. Or I should say Hayden Carlson, I'll get this right. Ball thrown to the far side, catch made, shaking off a tackler and walking into the end zone is Brooks Hinson. Brooks Hinson eluded a tackle at around the 10-yard line, then walks in along the far sideline, and Marshfield takes the 16-14 lead. Brooks Hinson, his second touchdown reception of the game, and his third of the season. 4:40 to go until halftime. 16-14, Marshfield leads. Keegan Frederick, a right-footed kicker, is on for the extra point. Ball's down, kicks on its way, and the kick is no good. So Frederick misses the kick. Frederick misses the kick, and that'll keep the deficit at just two for the Memorial Old A's. But Marshfield takes advantage of the safety, and just like that, Marshfield has a 16-14 lead. 4:40 to go until halftime. Memorial gets the ball when we come back here on Eau Claire Hometown Media and 93.5 The Tap.
So you were waiting until the weather got warm to install a new roof. Well, here we are. It's fall with beautiful colors everywhere. And you still got that ugly mess on the roof.
Be your strand.
Ah, quit messing around. Go with the Metal Roof Specialist. That'll give you a 50-year, non-prorated, transferable warranty.
Be your strand.
237-2678. 237-2678.
Be your strand.
Sportsmen in the Valley know that when it comes to success in the outdoors, you need to depend on a trusted partner like Bill's Sports Shop in Chippewa Falls. With over 50 years of family ownership and expertise in rod and reel repair, you know you'll never let the big one get away. Bill's is local, and that means their knowledge takes the guesswork out of everything you'll need for fishing, like fresh live bait now in stock. Bill's Sports Shop appreciates the local support. Join their Bill's Sports Shop group on Facebook and share your favorite fish picks and videos.
So Marshfield leads 16-14, 4.5 to go until the end of the first half of play. Memorial will take over at their own 16 after the kickoff by Marshfield. And Memorial brought it out to their own 16-yard line. That was it. So Memorial will take over, down by two with 4:23 left until halftime. Memorial does have all three of their timeouts. These are the first two leads all year Marshfield has had, the 8-0 lead and the 16-14 lead that they have.
Yeah, not exactly a great look for Memorial, but hey, what are you going to do about it now?
What a change after that interception by Neff in the end zone, but he only got it out to the 1-yard line. That set up then a safety one play later, and Marshfield's had control since. Simmons on the inside handoff. Couple of yards, but that hole is quickly filled up. A gain of a couple, second down and eight. Talk about forgetting the pencil in the empty classroom right there. After the kickoff by Keegan Frederick from Marshfield, they left the kicking tee on the field on the other side of the 50, and one of the backup players just ran out there and grabbed it for him. Gunlock the pass, looking, throws near side of the line. Coming back for the ball is Bryce Hedke. Hedke, the short reception, trying to shake himself loose, but cannot squirt loose from Jackson Anderson, who then gets some help. And no gain on the play. Nice job by Hedke to come back for the ball, but a nice tackle by Anderson. Third down and nine for Memorial at their own 17-yard line. Ball on the near hash. Unlock in the shotgun. Takes the knee-high snap. Rolls to the far side. Looking. He's hit as he throws. The ball's loose in the backfield. They dive for it there. Marshfield says they have it. I believe they do. He was hit as he threw a strip sack and fumble recovery for Marshfield. And they will have it first and goal at the 7-yard line.
I do not believe that. That is just unbelievable. Since that safety now, it has just been all Marshfield.
So think of where Memorial stood after Brody Neff had an interception in the end zone. You were up 14-8. That was just about 10 minutes ago in real time. Now you're down 16-14, and after the strip sack and fumble recovery, Marshfield has it first and goal at the 7-yard line. Robinson under center, turns, hands to Taylor. Taylor ripped out the line. Luke Johnson along with, that is Gus Chumas, the nose tackle, in on the tackle. Second down and goal to go from the five.
Now for the defense here, best you're hoping to do is at the very least try to stop Marshfield from getting into the end zone. At the very least try to hold them to three.
Marshfield does get the ball to begin the second half. Second down and goal to go from the 5. Under center again is Robinson. Taylor behind him. He'll hand it to Rohde instead. Rohde off the left side, and he's in. Graydon Rohde brings it in. Rohde with his first touchdown run of the year. And Marshfield leads 22-14 with 2:42 to go until halftime. So a 5-yard run by Graydon Rohde. And this is a big extra point kick by Keegan Frederick trying to make it a 2-possession game. He missed his last extra point. He's 2 of 3 this year on extra points. Snap is good. Ball's down. Kicks on its way. And the kick is good. 2:42 until halftime, and Marshfield now leads 23-14. Well, does Memorial have a kick in them before the end of the half? We'll find out in 30 seconds here on Eau Claire's home for Eau Claire Area High School Sports, echometownradio.com, and 93.5.
Attention, gentlemen. Fall is here, and Muldoon's Menswear has you covered. Whether you're stepping out in style with a tailored Jack Victor suit, kicking back in a Tommy Bahama shirt, or staying sharp in 34 Heritage jeans, Muldoon's has everything you need. Fresh fall fashions are arriving daily, perfect for any occasion. From casual wear to outerwear, shoes and tuxedos. Visit Muldoon's today and find your perfect fit. Muldoon's Menswear, where style meets sophistication. Check us out online at Muldoon's.com.
Memorial will look for a big drive here, now down 23-14 with 2:42 left until halftime. Memorial does have all three of their timeouts as Keegan Frederick will send the ball down to right. High end over end kick that'll go into the end zone. Memorial will start at their 20-yard line. That strip sack and fumble notwithstanding, Derek, we saw in the last two real drives Memorial had, they were able to move the football. We'll see if they can do it again before the end of the half.
Yeah, strip sack regardless. They've been moving the football, and I think they could get something going on this drive right here, right now.
Again, time's not really a factor. You've got all three of your timeouts. Remember, Marshfield does get the ball to begin the second half. Gunlock in the shotgun. He'll turn and hand it to Simmons. Simmons tries to leap over a guy at the line and is brought down right there. Great penetration off of the snap by the nose tackle, Austin Anderson, a senior from Marshfield. Gunlock again, turns, hands to Simmons. Simmons again met in the backfield and is able to dig his way maybe back to the line of scrimmage. That's it. So two straight running plays, nothing happening there, and just like that, it's third and 10 for Memorial at their 20. Gunlock shotgun snap, steps up, heaves it deep, near side, looking for Hedke, midfield, it's oh, he caught it at the 50-yard line. He ripped it right away from Beckett McFarland, the free safety. Marshfield's arguing that the ball had hit the ground first. Now there's a flag down in the backfield as well.
Could have a personal foul, roughing the passer on the defense. 15 yards to the end of the game.
Ah, how do you like that? Tack on more, put a little whipped cream on that play as there's a little extra sugar to it. Not only does Hecky make the great reception to the 50-yard line, but you get an extra 15 yards on that. And Memorial is now inside the 35-yard line. 2 minutes left to go until the end of the half. 23-14, Marshfield leads. Gunlock in the shotgun. Simmons to his left, three wideouts. He'll hit the pass. Looks far side, now over the middle. Oh, he's wrapped up and power-drived in the backfield for a sack. Sack by Brock Carafoli. Cara Foley, the sack for Marshfield. A loss of, a big loss there of 6.
And that's just a tough sack to take after that big yardage gain on the last play.
Look for Clark wide to the near side. He throws for Clark near side. Comes back on the ball, makes the catch inside the 35. Pushed out of bounds at the 31-yard line. They got 9 of those yards back. It'll be third down. And we'll call it 7. Third down and 7 for Memorial. Again, Gunlock the pass. Looks near side. Goes to the near sideline. Oh, he had Hedke, but he overthrew him. It'll be fourth and seven from the Marshfield 31-yard line with 1:27 to play until the end of the half. What is Memorial today on fourth down, Derek?
Memorial is yet to attempt a fourth down. Only Marshfield has attempted fourth downs, and they're 2 for 2.
You have three times.